Hey, good morning, everybody. We are back, and joining us this hour is Amanda Johnson from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. She is the Marine Mammal and Sea Turtle Stranding Coordinator, and we'll be joining her real quick here, but let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you? Hello, Paul.
Yeah, Bill Paul, Pasadena. Hi.
How are you?
Hey, long-time listener, Magothy River racing sailboat guy, not a fisherman, not a hunter, but I listen to you every morning. And I just want to comment that I was listening to you so long now that I remember when you were looking for a theme,
yep,
or slogan,
yep,
and you had a caller call in,
mm-hmm,
and say, get out and stay out.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, you adopted that.
I did.
And I remember that.
Well, good. Yeah, that.
But anyway,
that guy
for 40 years, and
yep,
love the Bay, and love your show.
Well, thanks, I appreciate
it. Just iterate that. I remember that. You know, that
I was
to me that,
yeah,
to get out and stay out. I remember. Do you know who that guy was? Or do you ever?
I met the gentleman. I can't call his name right now. But I met him, and I think I gave him a gift certificate at Bass Pro Shop, and I paid for it, of course, and for doing that, and that was his reward for coming up with that.
Yeah, well, you're great. I love you, and I listen to you all the time. I'm not a fisherman. I'm a sailor, racing sailor in the Magothy River, and but I try to catch we come across Love Point about 5 years ago, and coming back from Chester River, and I had some lures. Anyway, we caught four rockfish in the middle of like 80 or 90 fishing boats on a Pearson 30 sailboat.
Nice.
And we went through, and it was my wife and I had the license, so
yep,
we get two apiece, you know, so we caught four fish on that, but not a fisherman, but love your show, and thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Hey,
yes,
listen, we've got Amanda Johnson. If you're out there on the bay and you happen to see a stranded marine animal or a sea turtle or something like that, keep on listening because Amanda's going to tell us what to do about all that. All right. Thanks, Paul. Should I press a button or you got it, Noah? Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, too. So, we did a segment about a year or so ago on marine animals.
Okay.
And, of course, you are the Marine Mammal and Sea Turtle Stranding Coordinator.
Yes.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
It means that if you see any marine mammal or sea turtle, we actually respond to the dead marine mammals or sea turtles. National Aquarium, lucky for them, gets alive.
Okay.
But if you see one either in the bay or on the Atlantic side, if you happen to be camping in Assateague Island, you give me a call.
Ah.
And I'll come out and respond to it. We either do necropsies, we do them out in the field, as well as bringing them back to our lab in Oxford.
Right.
And we take tissue samples and things of that nature. It's almost like CSI, but for animals.
Okay, so
create a case and find out what happened to it.
Yeah, so somebody finds a dead critter or a stranded critter. You come out, you make the assessment whether or not that animal has to be euthanized or whether it seems like it could be recovered or it could be brought back to health, I guess. And then, is that correct?
Somewhat. National Aquarium, actually, they'll deal with the live animals. So we can get a call because we are often in communication with them.
Right.
But if you see one, first of all, I got to get this number out there, because I know there's a lot of people listening that are on the water often. 1-800-628-9944 is our hotline.
Right, the hotline.
That'll contact Natural Resources Police, and then they'll give me a call.
Okay.
Typically, it will be euthanized. There is a vet out there if it is still alive, which doesn't happen very often. But usually it'll be dead already, and then they'll give me a call, and
I'm going
to come out and assess it either way.
Yeah, okay. All right, Amanda?
Yes.
We got plenty of time.
Oh, good.
So we'll just ask you just slow down a little bit.
Okay.
I know it's radio, and but we're real cool and casual here, so, and plenty of time to get the numbers out, and you know, Tell me about some common things that people might see. I know you mentioned like a sea lion on Assateague, dolphin maybe one of the beaches, one of the coastal beaches, Ocean City or wherever. People look at it and they've never seen anything like that. But you do urge people to call, pretty quickly. Now, they're going to call the local. They're going to call the local police. Maybe, they're going to go to the lifeguard on the beach. They're going to say, "Hey, there's this, there's that." Do the local area people who are most immediately able to respond, like the lifeguards, like the local police, do they have your number? I mean, do they know to call you on a situation like that?
They do, actually.
Okay. I got you. All right. But for the general public, if you spend a lot of time on the bay or on the beach, it would be a good thing to put this number in their phone just in case they do happen to see a marine animal that happens to be stranded or dead or on the beach or whatever it might be. Don't you recommend that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that number is 1-800-628-9944. And for those of you who want to write that down, you can put that in your phone and put stranded animal or however you want to designate that as a contact if you spend a lot of time on the water. So, or at the beach, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now we had last year, we had dolphins washing up on the coastal beaches. What was going on with that?
It actually was declared an unusual mortality event, or UME, and it was something that was happening up and down the coast from New York to Florida, and actually is still going on right now. And we were doing preliminary diagnostic testing. It happened in, I believe, August, and we found most of them had morbillivirus, which is very similar to measles in humans or canine distemper in dogs, if anyone's familiar with that. But primarily in the lungs and the brain, and when they were washing up, we found a lot of them that had the same oral lesions. And it's something that hasn't happened since about 1987 or 1988, so as exciting as it kind of is from a disease standpoint,
yep,
it wasn't so much from, the rest of the states, because we were getting huge, huge numbers, which, on average, Maryland sees about, 5 bottlenose dolphins a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year, in 2013, we responded to over 110 animals, about 80 of which were bottlenose dolphins alone. So, and the entire East Coast through April 20th has reported over 1,230, which is a huge number.
1,230 bottlenose dolphins.
1,230, yes.
1,230 bottlenose dolphins have been afflicted by this viral disease akin to human measles. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
And they present with lesions in their mouth?
We saw a lot of skin lesions, both on like the dorsal fin and usually around the mouth were the ones that we saw. I have seen pictures from other animals in Virginia and other states where they had lesions other places, but the animals we responded to had them on their mouth, and you'll often see them very emaciated. Like, you can see their rib cage.
They haven't been able to eat because of the lesions in their mouth, I'm sure, but or for whatever reason. Do we have a cause? Do we have an idea?
Morbillivirus was actually...
No, I mean, how do they get it? Is it spread from dolphin to dolphin? Is it in the water? Is it endemic in the population?
It actually is in the population. It's not something that is uncommon. But it's almost like the chicken pox type thing. I always, when I talk to people about it, I liken it to that, where, you're in a group of kids in, middle school, elementary school, wherever you get it, and some in a population will get it and some won't.
Right.
And those that get it and survive it won't be able to get it again. So it's eventually going to work itself out of the population. They get it, though, through direct inhalation of the respiratory particles, which is pretty common because usually in a pod of dolphins, it will all surface at the same time to inhale and exhale before going back down another dive.
Yeah.
So it's really easy for them to get it that way.
So when they exhale, I'm going to assume the dolphins have a blowhole like a whale that we would be familiar with. When they come up and they exhale, the water droplets, some of them are going to inhale those on the way back down or on the way through the water as they come up as a group or a pod as they, and that's how it spreads from one to the other, correct?
Exactly. They can also get it through direct contact, though, and mothers can also pass it to calves when they're nursing.
So. Okay, I got you. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, I mean, it's bad for the dolphins,
cool,
but it's
yes.
But it's bad. I mean, it's bad for the dolphins, but it's good that we know so much about it and how it spreads. Not that we can do anything about it. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you can't pass out an antibiotic, or you can't give an entire pod or herd, I guess, of dolphins injections to prevent that. So,
definitely not.
You know, but the good news is the ones that survive are now immune, and as you said, it'll eventually work its way out of the population. We had this, you said, in 87, 88 back in there, so it's been 20 some years just about since we've seen it before, right?
Exactly. It's about 26 years.
Yeah, so it's a cyclical. It's possibly a cyclical thing.
Yeah, we're waiting on that. I'll have to get back to you in another 25 or 26 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Very good. All right. Well, very good. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back to you very directly, that's for sure.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, just stay on the line. Time for me to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you like to go fishing, well, they've got the fishing information for you, and you can find that on their fishing hotline. Just give them a call at 410-247-3474. That's 410-247-FISH. That's how you get the fishing hotline, that's for sure. And it'll give you all the locations and all the baits and everything where the fish are biting around the region. Now, if you're if you're headed out, you need some bait, you need some shrimp, you need some minnows, you need some night crawlers. They've got all that. And the frozen baits, too, of course, and all kinds of bait. And the trolling lures for the rockfish and the trout bait and the bass lures. And, well, they're a complete fish and tackle store. They do rod and reel repair. They'll fill your line with, or fill your spool with fresh line. And don't forget the hunting side. Guns, ammunition, home protection, firearms, shotguns. And a complete line of Browning firearms as well. If you're headed out to do some rifle shooting, they've got a complete selection of rifles, the Browning rifles, the Remingtons. They've got the scopes, the gunsmithing services. It's an all-around sporting goods store. They've been around since 1957. They've been doing it a long, long time, and proud to have them as a sponsor. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8444. 410 W&W Tire and Auto.
Where can you hear and talk about UFOs, strange occurrences, life after death, and other unexplained phenomena? I'm George Norrie. Join me every morning from 1 to 5 for Coast to Coast AM on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
All right, we're back with Amanda Johnson. She is a marine mammal and sea turtle stranding coordinator with Maryland Department of Natural Resources out of the Oxford lab in Oxford, Maryland. Amanda, tell me, we're down in Ocean City with the kids and we're on the beach. And all of a sudden, a dolphin washes up on the a bottlenose dolphin washes up on the beach. What do we do?
I would say if you don't know how to call me directly, which I know you mentioned the number before,
right?
You really can talk to the lifeguards.
Yeah,
we actually cooperate with the lifeguards, Natural Resources Police,
yeah.
Even Ocean City Department of Public Works, and they will contact me.
But I mean before that.
Before that,
yeah. Do I go out and poke the dolphin, or do I get the kids to help push it back in the ocean, or do I touch it, or do I not touch it? Do I stay away from it? What do I do?
You definitely don't want to touch it. You want to keep your distance because you don't necessarily know what's wrong with it.
Right. Could be rabies, right?
I doubt that, but it could have something, and you don't want to necessarily touch it or transport it. Either way, they're actually protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. So you really aren't supposed to interact with them, even if they're in the wild and live and doing their dolphin thing, hopping around. You know, you don't want to interact with them either way, particularly if they're dead. They usually died for some reason. So you do want to maintain your distance. Definitely, you can observe it. You are allowed, you know, to look at it, see what you think could be wrong with it. You know, that's not a problem. Usually if we respond to something, particularly in season in Ocean City, there will be a crowd of people around.
No doubt, yeah.
So yeah.
Do you have any problems with people wanting to do certain things when they see an animal like that? I mean, you know, I've been on the scene when you know, a deer's been hit along the highway and somebody wants to try and rescue it and take it to a vet or something, and you know, you just got to say, look, it ain't happening. Do you have people that want to try and help the animal?
You do, which is really great. We definitely appreciate all of our volunteers, but you really shouldn't for your own safety.
Right.
But we do have people who want to do things like that, and it's really nice because a lot of people do want to interact with wildlife, and they do want to make a difference, and they do want to get involved. But it's really for their own safety that we say to not get involved, but...
You say you've got a transmissible virus that acts like chicken pox. Do we know if there's been any type of human dolphin transfer of any kind? I mean, has anybody caught anything from a dolphin ever that you know of?
Morbillivirus, there's never actually been a documented case.
Okay.
But marine mammals, specifically in Virginia, it happened, but we did actually have one test positive for brucellosis. or brucella, and that is actually more serious because it's a zoonotic disease.
Yeah, it is.
That they can transfer it to you.
Yeah, brucellosis. I mean, we hear about brucellosis primarily in cattle, elk, you know, all the cervids, all the bovines. I mean, we hear about that disease in that population, but you don't think about animals in water as mammals, so to speak. You think, well, there's a big fish. Well, it's not actually a fish. It's more like a human, you know, being a mammal than any kind of fish. So, you know, the possibility is there, though remote.
Exactly. But, I mean, since you don't know externally until we actually get in there and do our thing what is wrong with it.
Right.
You don't want to interact with it because if it does have more bilirubin, you couldn't get anything, you know. But if it does, you know, have brucella, which one of our cases did, it's much more serious.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Perspective.
Okay. That's interesting to know about the brucellosis. That's very interesting to know. Okay. Leaving the bottlenose dolphin, what other species do we have that people could come in contact with, potentially come in contact with, and on the ocean front and also in the bay? Tell me.
We have had most of the time it's bottlenose dolphins. We have common dolphins. We have white-sided dolphins. We have Brizos dolphins, pygmy sperm whales. We just recently did a harbor seal. We have a number of seals. Knock on wood, we do have humpback whales, fin whales. We haven't had any this year, which is why I'm knocking on wood, because that is usually, we need multiple people to go out and meet up with us, which is
right.
We're lucky we cooperate with a lot of people. If you are moving on to a sea turtle perspective, we have sea turtles as well. Most often we respond to loggerheads, but we also have green sea turtles and Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, and every now and then we will see a leatherback.
Okay. Now, how do we find these animals that are, as far as the turtles are concerned, where do you most commonly find them stranded, if they are stranded? I mean, do you find them tangled in nets? Do you find them, you know, caught on fishing line? Tell me how you find your cases of sea turtles that are stranded or dead, or, you know, people encounter them. I mean, I've fished in the Lower Bay and have had a loggerheads come up and, you know, circle the boat, and it's pretty cool to watch that. You know, we've had them. And I've had encounters with seals up in Maine while we were hunting in Maine. And so, you know, it's just it's pretty cool to see that stuff. I don't want to interact with them. I don't want to, you know, go shake their flipper or anything like that. But it is pretty it's pretty cool to see it. But when you find one in trouble or dead or stranded, what is the most common scenario in Maryland on the turtles?
Most often we will see them on the Atlantic side. Most of our calls come from Assateague Island or Ocean City, and they'll usually find them on the beach. But there are definitely some ways that there can be fishery interactions with the turtles, either whether it just be someone who caught one on their hook or, you know, taken up in a pound net. Luckily, I don't see that very often, or I haven't seen it very often. I've been with Maryland DNR for about a year now, and I haven't had any cases where I've seen an entanglement. I'm sure I will come upon one at some point, but majority of the time when we see them, they are on the Atlantic side. But we also do see them in the bay. We've seen some on Kent Island. We see some down in Taylor's Island and even over in St. Mary's County near Chesapeake Beach.
Right. Right.
But most often they're already stranded on the beach rather than being one that has had an interaction with fisheries in some way.
Okay, so if you find one stranded on the beach, tell me what that is. Is that what's the cause of that, or did you answer that already?
Oh no, it can be a number of causes. You know, it could have been something that we usually will have to come out same type of deal, like the dolphins.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a necropsy as well.
Right.
It could be anything.
Struck by a boat propeller.
It could. A lot of times, it's struck by a boat propeller. A lot of times, if you respond to one on the Atlantic coast, you'll see that they've had some sort of interaction with a shark, and it's very hard to tell if the shark caused the death or whether it was something where the turtle died and then it was feeding on them post-mortem.
I see.
But, yes, boat strikes most often, particularly in the spring and the summer and full season when people are out enjoying themselves in the bay or people are out in Ocean City. But other than that, we've had other things happen where we get into the stomach or, you know, the GI tract, and we'll see that it, you know, had shells stuck inside. And, I mean, they do feed on shells. They do feed on horseshoe crabs and clams, crustaceans, things of that nature. But sometimes you'll see one kind of lodged in a strange area. And, you know, you can't exactly tell what's wrong with it, but you can kind of speculate, well, maybe, you know, it's
maybe it doesn't eat anymore. Yeah, maybe it got a shell lodged in its intestinal tract and wouldn't allow anything else to go down or something like that.
Exactly. But those strikes are primarily what we see most often.
Okay. Very good. So, well, let me take another break here, and we'll be right back to it with more. Let me tell you folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. That number is 410-604-2500. And Jordan took my... Jordan took my reference, but I think I can do this by memory. The exit is 39B, which is Dominion Road on Kent Island. As soon as you go across the Bay Bridge, you'll start seeing the exits there, 39B Dominion Road. You'll see Chesapeake Outdoors on the right-hand side, and you'll turn off of Route 50, go behind the Exxon there, and there's a 7-Eleven on your left. You go to the light, you make a right, and you're right there in the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, what do they have? Well, they have apparel. They have, they still have their remaining stock of Drake clothing at 40% off. Of course, they stock Under Armour. And they have all kinds of crabbing supplies. But right now, it's rockfish season. So let's talk about that. They've got the Spankin' Striper lures, the bucktails and the parachutes from a company called Spankin' Stripers right here in Maryland. If you want to clean your catch, they've got the Bubba Blade knives. If you want to do some really, really deep trolling with the what they call Mojos, 16, 20, and 24-ounce bucktails and parachutes, they've got those, too, in a wide variety of custom colors. That is Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, if you're a turkey hunter and you haven't gotten your AVN X decoy yet from Zinc, well, you can check that decoy out among the other decoys that they carry, the turkey ammo, the turkey shotguns, and they do have a complete selection of firearms for any kind of hunting that you would like to do. And let's not forget their bows. They've got the bows from Matthews and Mission, the crossbows from Barnett and Mission as well. And if you're getting ready for archery season already, which isn't a bad idea, go check out their selection. Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B, exit Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Tell their friendly and knowledgeable staff that you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
What a gorgeous start to the weekend with sunshine this morning, but it's not going to stay that way. We've got the possibility of a little bit of rain later on this afternoon, just a few showers. Get ready for some warm temperatures as well, 70 this afternoon. A few showers this evening, dry later tonight, 44. I'm Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mannequins have changed. They were once headless or had faceless paper mache or wax heads. Now they have facial features, tattoos, and wigs, and they're made of fiberglass. Retailers hope they'll motivate us to do more shopping in stores than online. There are male mannequins at Bergdorf Goodman with facial hair. One has two left hands to make passersby look twice. Mannequins at Uniqlo are completely see-through. Intermix's Madison Avenue flagship store has figures that strike slouchy, casual poses. At Target, which doesn't have mannequins in its largest stores, tests are underway to see if they'll spur shoppers to buy more clothes, perhaps by helping them skip the dressing room. H&M's store in New York's Times Square is the chain's first to feature mannequins with screen-like goggles to show prices and other content. At Athleta, a women's athletic apparel brand owned by Gap, mannequins are in running and stretching poses. I'm Marcy Norton for the Wall Street Journal this morning.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches.
Call now and find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. 800-558-2838. That's 800-558-2838.
I don't just guarantee it. I put my name on it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
If you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, and perennials by the pot. Bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry their proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs, too. Papa John's Farm, just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day's coming soon, May 11th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the mid-bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, if you like to go fishing or you like to go hunting, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Clyde's is your full-line hunting and fishing store. And if you like firearms, they've got firearms for home protection, self-protection, handguns. They've got long guns, shotguns. They've got rifles, muzzle loaders, and shotguns for any type of hunting, and they specialize in those great Browning firearms, the Browning X-Bolt rifle, the Browning A5 semi-automatic shotgun, the BPS pump shotgun with the bottom ejection in camo, up to 10-gauge for, you know, turkey and waterfowl hunting, if you like. They've got a complete gunsmithing service. They'll clean your firearms. They'll repair your firearms, and they'll take care of them for you. And they'll walk you through the entire handgun purchasing process if you need to. As far as fishing is concerned, complete selection of live bait, rod and reel repair. They'll wind line on your fishing spool for you if you want to go get some fresh line to go fishing. They'll do that. They can handle any type of fishing tackle that you have or that you'd like, from big trolling lures for rockfish to tiny bucktails and tube baits for panfish and crappies and trout. So they've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com, and the 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474. That's 410-247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop. Proud to have him as a sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine.
All right, we're back. Hey, Amanda, give me a second here. Amanda? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, give me a second here. I just wanted to make a note that Dr. Tori Brown, former director, former secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, passed away last Sunday morning. I don't know if you knew Dr. Brown or not, but always struck me as a very friendly guy. And also want to say that my rabbit hunting buddy, Chris, passed away also this week, and he was charter boat captain and charter boat captain and premier rabbit hunter, and you know, his services are coming up I believe Monday, so we just want to say we had two significant passings here this past week. So, you know, the thoughts and prayers go out to the families of Chris Rosendale and Dr. Tori Brown. So thank you for that. While I'm looking at the Department of Natural Resources website, we want to give people the resources they need if they want to follow on the website some of the things we're talking about, the various websites, some of the things we're talking about here this morning. Amanda, you sent me a list of websites, and I'll be more than glad to pass those on to folks that are interested and want to send me an email. I'll be more than glad to send that list out to them. But let's talk about the listing on the DNR website.
Okay.
Yep. What are they looking for when they go to the DNR website? Do they go to the fisheries page, the fishing page, and there it is? And then
they can go to the fisheries page. Usually, if you just in the search bar, you type in Oxford.
Just the search
right
bar.
On our page, and right on that page, there's a link to what I'm discussing: marine mammals and sea turtles. There's going to be a link to their right.
Okay, so you go up in the search box, you click in on Oxford. I mean, you just enter the word Oxford.
Yep.
And there is, okay, the town of Oxford. It just gives me a bunch of stuff here. Let's see.
You can do Oxford or Oxford Cooperative Lab. You also can probably, I've never done it just because I'm used to clicking on a link, but
yeah,
if you type in marine mammals, sea turtle stranding program, anything like that, strandings, it'll usually take you directly to our site. And then there's a link there. That's the link that I had given you was through that one.
Okay. So it's fisheries/Oxford/stranding. Is what I'm coming up with here. So, well, you know, rather than get into the gory details, we'll just let the folks email me, and I'll be more than glad to send them all the links if they'd like, or if they want to explore the website. They're looking for the Oxford Lab page or Marine Mammal Stranding or Strandings or something like that if they want to go in on their own. But there are also pages on the National Marine Fisheries Service that deal with the diseases that we talked about, the virus that we talked about on the dolphins, the morbillivirus, and also the list of actual strandings by state are on the National Marine Fisheries Service's website as well, right?
Yep, the NOAA website. Honestly, you don't even have to go to the NOAA website. If you just go into your Google and type in unusual mortality event or bottlenose dolphin die-off, whatever you decide to type in.
Yeah, dead dolphins or something. Sure.
The NOAA link, which is another one that I sent you, and it'll take them right there, and they can look at charts and graphs if you're feeling fancy that day, or they'll explain morbillivirus, they'll explain the species, and
As you mentioned before, there are other charts and graphs that will outline the numbers by state and the numbers that you typically get per year, depending on whether you're in New York or Maryland or even down in Florida.
Wherever you might be on this, on the coast. Very yeah. cool. So tell me about a typical day in Amanda Johnson's life.
You want me to start with a coffee right off
the top? You can start out with a coffee. You have one in front of you there like I do?
No, you know what? I should, but I don't.
Okay.
It could be anything. We actually do a lot of different things there. So it's nice because every day at work, you never just go and sit down at your desk and just kind of get through the 8 hours. It's always a little bit different every day.
Okay.
Which is nice. Strandings usually will occur in the summer, obviously, like I said. But, you know, we had them all the way up until November of last year.
Right. When does the stranding season start?
We are actually right around the corner of it. Typically, we do get a few animals in the winter as well, but it's usually a small number compared to what we see in the summer and early fall.
Sure. Is it
getting calls relatively soon?
Is it more seals than anything in the wintertime?
In the winter, we'll get a seal or two. We also have harbor porpoises. They're very common in the winter.
Ah, okay.
And when we're not doing that, I actually assist with the fish health studies on the other side of things, where we will basically come up, well, I don't, but one of my other bosses does, we're working on a health assessment index for different species in the bay, so we do a lot of blood work,
mm-hmm.
and we recently just did shad this past week. We're doing hickory shad up in the Susquehanna.
Mm-hmm.
We do white perch. We've been around the chop tank. We will do striped bass in the fall. And we basically take blood samples, and we will do external observations, you know, whether they have lesions or pieces out of either their fins. They'll look at their eyes, things like that. And then they will also do an internal necropsy on the fish as well. And they will be able to rate the fish on a scale. So every fish will actually get a number, and it goes into what's called a health assessment index, and it'll basically be able to rate a fish. Every fish will get a number, and they'll be able to rate the health of the fish based on these numbers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very
and then and then I
can participate in that as well.
Yeah, I'm guessing then you can extrapolate those numbers to reflect a percentage or whatever in the general population.
Yeah, something like that, just to assess basically the health of
Whatever species it might be.
Well. One of my other colleagues I work with, one of my other bosses, if you will, they focus a lot on mycobacteriosis and striped bass.
Mm-hmm.
They focus a lot on that, and I'll go out with them and help them. They'll do blood samples. We'll spin them down, centrifuges. We'll look at packed cell volumes, hemoglobin, anything you can think of we'll pretty much do to assess the health and or rating, if you will, of different species of fish in the bay.
Right. Well, you mentioned hickory shad right off the bat. I will tell you the ones we caught, Dale and I caught yesterday, were very, very healthy, just so you know.
Good.
Just by external observation. So
good.
We didn't do any scale samples or blood work or anything like that. So
if you did, I'd hope you send them to us.
We did not. We sent them back into the chop tank. So
okay.
All right. Hang on there, Amanda. We got a phone call from Charles in Timonium. Good morning, Charles. How you doing? Hello, Charles. Charles had to leave us. He wanted to talk about flathead catfish. You can call us next week if you like, Charles. Let me tell you folks about Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island. Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B. I sure hope I'm saying the exit right, but I believe it's 39B. Dominion Road, anyway. Look for that. Well, what happened was my cheat sheet is the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, and Chesapeake Outdoors has an ad in there. So that's normally in front of me. I gave that to Jordan when he left, and I don't. So, in the heat of the moment, he did bring in donuts and coffee, so that was good. So we'll let him go. You know, we'll let him escape with the magazine. But I wasn't thinking. So anyway, I'm spending all this time on Chesapeake Outdoors, which is a great place to go if you need giant fishing lures for striped bass. I mean, when you want to get down deep, those mojos in 16, 20, 24-ounce parachutes in custom colors are great for fishing for the deep-running striped bass, which is coming up. In the meantime, they've got the Spankin' Striper lures. Yep, Spank and Stripers. That's the name of the company right here in Maryland. They make the bucktails and the parachutes that are supplied almost exclusively by Chesapeake Outdoors. So check those out when you're there if you're a striper guy. Full line of firearms, archery supplies, crossbows and bows by Barnett, Mission, and Matthews, and Parker, if you want to check all that out. And, of course, live bait. All the crabbing supplies, the apparel, the free advice by the free friendly and competent staff there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Right there on Kent Island, you can't miss it. And you go across 50, across the Bay Bridge, you get on 50, and you get down a little bit, and you'll see the store on the right-hand side. Then you take the next exit, which I think is 39B Dominion Road. Nobody's corrected me yet. 39B. What do you do? Look in the magazine and say 39B? Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate that. 39B. Yep. 410-604-2500. 604-2500 Chesapeake Outdoors. Tell them you heard about it here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is only $8 for the weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 338410 W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Okay, we got just a couple minutes to wrap up the show here with Amanda Johnson, who is the Marine Mammal and Sea Turtle Stranding Coordinator. We want to make sure that folks have that number again, Amanda.
Absolutely. It is 1 800 800-628-9944.
800-628-9944. If you spend any time on the bay or any time at the beach, put that number in your phone. If you do happen to run across an animal that's stranded, a sea turtle, a dolphin, a whale, or any other animal that looks like it's in trouble, a seal, you are just asked to call that number, and they will put you in touch with the right people. 800-628-9944. Anything you want to tell the folks in the last couple of minutes here, Amanda?
No, that was honestly, if you get that number out, I'd really appreciate it, because I know that since we're getting into season, there's going to be a ton of people, both tourists and, you know, locals that are going to go down to the beach, and they're going to spend a lot of time on the bay. So as long as you have that number, that's
we're all good. And of course, anybody that wants any more information, they can go to the DNR website and look for the marine mammal stranding or marine animal stranding. Click on that, and that'll take them to the Oxford Labs page. If they want any more information on the dolphin stranding, the disease, the numbers of animals, they can Google dolphin strandings or dolphin disease or whatever, and that'll take them right to the National Marine Fisheries part of the NOAA, NOAA website, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep, and it'll tell them about the dolphins, the morbillivirus, and anything else they want to know, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Hey, Amanda, thanks for joining us this morning. You want to give that number one more time?
The number one more time is 1-800-628-9944. So you will get in touch with me, and if you hang out near the animal, you'll see my smiling face coming to pick it up.
Oh, there you go. Hey, now that's got to be – what are you here to do? I'm here to retrieve the dead critter. And we're going to take it back,
and
we're going to take it back and put parts of it in the blender and figure out what's wrong with it.
Exactly. It's a typical Monday.
Great. Hey, Amanda, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to Charles in Timonium. Thanks for calling back, Charles. What's on your mind?
Yes, thanks for having me. Specifically, I'm looking for advice regarding flathead catfishing
at
Conowingo Dam.
Okay.
Okay, what's the best rig in particular?
Okay.
Filament, braid, 25, 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah, the catfish are starting to get bigger in the Conowingo, so I would go with the braid. I would go with your basic rig with your weight on the bottom and a snelled hook up the line, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet, something like that. A piece of cut bait. Whether it's a gizzard shad or a white perch or something like that, a bluegill, any kind of fresh bait that you can get. And I would also tie that weight onto a light piece of monofilament in case you get hung in the rocks. Then you can pop the weight off and keep your hook.
Okay. And meanwhile, as far as bait,
yeah,
I mean, chicken livers and stuff like that.
Chicken liver.